Hare Krishna. So Krishna, he gave a detailed description about spirit soul, telling Arjuna that even if you kill all these personalities who are there in front of you, they will not be killed because they all are spirit soul. But then after speaking so many verses, Krishna thought, maybe this is not working. I should give him a different incentive. I should tell him something else. Now Krishna started speaking about the duty aspect. And this refutes Arjuna's arguments of loss of enjoyment, because Arjuna said, if I kill all of them, how will I enjoy? And second one is, sins will overcome me if we kill all of them. So both these arguments Krishna is refuting in these verses. We saw one yesterday when Krishna was telling Arjuna that you're a Kshatriya, you should fight, it's your duty. And it will be very, very beneficial if you perform your duty. This is how he ended that verse. Now, today's verse, Krishna is going to put a carrot in front of Arjuna that if you perform your duty, what you're going to get. Let's see that today. Text number 32.
Yadrichaya chopapannam swargadwaram apavritam sukhinaha kshatriya partha labhante yuddhamidrisham.
So in previous verse, Krishna said that swadharmam apichaveksya dharmyadhi yuddhakshrayo. So he said that your swadharma is you're a kshatriya. And if you perform that, shreyaha, that will bring you all benefit, or it will be very, very beneficial. That's what he said. Now in this verse, he's telling that what a kshatriya should do and how a kshatriya feels when he gets opportunities to fight. So here he says that Sukhinaha Kshatriya Partha, O Partha, O son of Pritha. He says that Sukhinaha Kshatriya. So he's saying that those Kshatriyas, those warriors are very happy. Oh, when are they happy? Labhante Yuddhamidrisham. When they get the opportunities to fight, Yuddha. And also, how are these opportunities coming? Yadrichaya chopapannam, without putting any effort, without any endeavor, when the opportunities to fight comes automatically, at that time, sukhina kshatriya, kshatriyas are very happy. And along with this, what happens? Swargadwaram apavritam, the doors of swarga opens for such kshatriyas. Now let's try to analyze the shloka and the purport given by Srila Prabhupada. Now, what is the duty of Kshatriyas? One very beautiful shloka by Vyasadeva's father, Parashara Muni. He gives in Parashara Smriti, he says, Kshatriyo hi prajarakshan. So what should the Kshatriyas do? Prajarakshan should protect the citizens from all kinds of difficulties. Shastrapanihi pradandayan. And if needed, violence should be there. The Kshatriya shouldn't take a step back in taking care of the citizens by executing or putting forward his shastra, his weapons for fighting, for violence. And what does he do? Nirjitya parasainyadi. Parasainyadi, the enemies who are there, he should conquer all of them whenever needed. And shitim dharmena palayet. After conquering them, what he should do? He should set religious principles and rule the entire world according to those religious principles. So this is the job of a Kshatriya. And what is our Arjuna telling? No, 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 I'll not fight. Why will I not fight? If you remember in chapter 1, shloka number 31, Arjuna says, Natashreyo anupashyami hatva swajanamahave nakangshe vijayam krishna nacha rajyam sukhanicha. So Arjuna is saying that nacha shreyo anupashyami, I don't see any good anupashyami. No, I'm not able to see any good in killing all of them. Hatva swajana mahave. Nakangshe, I don't desire, O Krishna. What? Nakangshe vijayam, I don't desire any victory. Nacha rajyam, I don't desire any kingdom. Sukhanicha, I don't desire any royal happiness. And then if you ask this question, why? Arjuna is giving different reasons. And one of the reasons that he gave in first chapter 36 shloka was evam papam evesh, what is that? Papam eva shreyedasman. So papam eva shreyedasman. So he's saying, sins will overcome. Sins will overcome. So better, no, we don't get into all these things. Oh Krishna, if we do this, we will rot in hell forever. We will be in hell forever. Now, this statement of Arjuna is condemned by Krishna like anything in this verse. Because Krishna is saying, see, you are a Kshatriya. And Kshatriyas are happy when such fighting opportunities come. And suppose, oh Arjuna, if you win this battle, what will happen? You will win the kingdom. You will be able to rule the entire kingdom. You will get the royal happiness. And suppose Arjuna says, but I don't know if I'll be victorious or not. So Krishna is saying, no problem. Even if you're not victorious, suppose you die on the battlefield, what will happen? You will go to heaven. Swarga dvara apavritam, because the doors of heavenly planets are open for you. So win-win situation, O Arjuna, if you execute your duty. Look at the carrot that Krishna is putting in front of Arjuna. Win-win situation. Now another thing that very nicely Krishna is telling in this verse is, suppose you kill Bhishma, Drona and all of them. Since all of them are dying on the battlefield, where will they go? Swarga dvaram apavritam. They will go to Swarga. Oh Arjuna, what are you saying that they will lose happiness? They will get better happiness, they will get higher happiness. Oh Arjuna, fight. So this is what Krishna is telling in this verse. But then how to apply this in our life? See, one thing is clear. When we follow dharma, when we execute dharma, we are always in win-win situation. There's one very beautiful line which says, dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. Which says that when we follow dharma, dharma will protect us. Many times people ask us this question, that there are many, many adharmic people. So should we also follow adharmic path? There might be many people adharmic. Their destination is fixed. They're going to suffer. But we have to follow dharma. We have to do our duty. We have to follow the path of truthfulness and devotional service. We have to do that, come what may. When we do that, what happens? Even if we feel that we are in threat, something will happen to us, still, since we are following dharma, dharma will protect us. It's a win-win situation. So it's very important that we, the students of Bhagavad Gita, follow the dharma very properly. And when it comes to us as individuals, as spirit souls, as jivatmas, our dharma is to do devotional service, to do bhakti. So if we just keep doing bhakti very nicely by chanting the holy names and by reading Bhagavad Gita, applying the principles of Bhagavad Gita in life, surely we will remain protected. No doubt about that. So Krishna is saying, "Arey, you do your duty. If you don't do your duty, as you're telling in the previous chapter, O Arjuna, you will lose both. First, you will lose the kingdom because you're not fighting. Second, you will lose the opportunity to go to heavenly planets because you're not fighting. So Arjuna, better fight." Now in the next verse, Krishna is going to talk about what will happen if you don't fight. Now till now he's encouraging, fight, fight, fight. Now he's looking at Arjuna, no, nothing is working. So now he's telling, let me tell you, if you don't fight, what will happen? Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz. And the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.